Welcome to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. The first hour of the show is brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Now, here's your host, Johnny Radio himself, John Harden.
I thought it is back. What it is. No, I thought it is back. What it is. I gotta go. I don't wanna change, but you're still there, laying down, paint it over. Break it down, back it up.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio, and I am fired up. It is a thirsty Thursday, always brought to you by the best, man. All my great people from the Memphis Mold Inspector, make sure that your air you breathe. Go to MemphisMoldInspector.com. He's got you covered. To my man, Tito Beverage, who loves dogs, who makes America's number one spirit. Not just America's number one vodka, America's number one spirit. It's the best. It's Tito's handmade vodka. And kind of brought that out because I'm also going to have my homie from EnviroMaster coming in here today, Dennis Dixon. And we are going to talk all kinds of different stuff. But, man, the reason I bring up, like, Tito, because he loves dogs, right? So I just text my wife. We're going to find out how she feels about this cute little puppy dog that they can't take, this little... It's a cross between a Yorkie and a Papillon.
So what, you trying to replace my girl Chloe already?
No, I can never replace Chloe.
That, you know, yeah.
Never.
Yeah, you're right.
And I couldn't get like another, like Chas, a little Chihuahua, because then that would
bring back
sad stuff. But my boy Bentley, you know, Rocco's gotten old. He needs another homie. And this little dog's so cute, needs a home. And I don't know if you know, I love dogs.
Yeah.
It'll have a good home.
This is true.
We will find out, because we know Chas is the best real estate agent in the city.
This is true as well.
You know, she's definitely patient to put up with me.
This is also true. It's a hat trick of truthness right now.
We're also going to find out how much she knows her husband and how bad, like, what does no telling me about this dog really do for her, other than make me her enemy for a few days?
Only for a few days.
Only for a few, but yeah, if you need to sell or buy some real estate, Ja, what is up, bro? ChastityHarden.com. It's C-H-A-S, titty, T-I-T-Y, hard, H-A-R-D-N-I-N.com. How easy is that? ChastityHarden.com. Do-do-do-do. Say it fast and it's her name, ChastityHarden.com. I'm telling you. 26. She's been in the game longer than I've been in the radio gig. By the way, that's a long damn time.
Which is impressive. Very impressive.
And I hope you like that dog, girl, because I do. It's so cute. I want a new doggy. The dog, I want to know what the dog's name is. His name is Putin. What, haven't I been talking about Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, you might want to go in another direction, fan. Not an alternative. He might be down with Robert Parra.
Dude, you know what? At least I'd have an in. Hey, I'd be like, Robert, come on to the show. I have Putin joining you. And Robert's like, oh, I'll be right there. I do whatever he says. Grizzlies owner who never comes to Memphis, doesn't really like Memphis, and does a bunch of shady-ish. One day, and you know he's such a billionaire. I might even need to shut up. If I ended up getting off, do y'all know what happened to me? It was Robert. Reckless speculation, but that's where I'd look first. No, I'm kidding. Oh, we got a lot of day baseball. We got the Masters going on. Got a question for you. How much do you know about the golf thing?
I know nothing except for when Vernon gives the update starting later today. I'll be looking for the first one.
Those are hilarious, dude. I love those.
What's going on at Augusta?
How do they do it? I need to hear it. It's so funny. Him and a Roser and all those damn...
And it like it's almost like he sampled Rick Ross, but he didn't sample Rick Ross with the
that little glow now. But yeah, there's a lot going on, man. You know, Rory, he's featured in the DeChambeau, and Rory featured in groups at the Masters. Everybody's paying attention. Tiger Woods is not there. A lot of people keep talking about how their heart goes out to Tiger. And then all they say right after that is, we love you, Tiger. Stop driving. I don't know. That would kind of piss me off. I'd be like, dude, I can drive. I just got to stop driving and doing drugs or drinking. Because when I'm sober, I can drive. How about I stop driving inebriated? How about stop driving on Vicodin and forgetting him? Like, dude, how the hell did he get back to the police station with six Vicodin or four Vicodin in his pocket?
Because he's Tiger.
They were like, dude, how the hell you get, like, dude, why didn't you throw those away, you dumbass?
He told these people on the same scene that he just got off the phone with the president.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did, didn't he? I remember that. Like, dude, listen, if you're going to pull a card, that might be a big card. I mean, I don't know if it gets much bigger, but do you think he really called him?
Hell yeah, I do.
Do you think he answered?
I do.
And he still got arrested?
He still got clapped.
Whoa. That's a pretty damn big card to pull out to get a note from. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
That is a good point, though.
Here's the thing. The president must have done this. Tyga, I've bailed you out like 10,000 times. You need help. Sorry. Tough love. And that's not how he talks at all. What the hell was that?
Probably so.
I don't hear his voice enough to know how to do it. But that dude, you know what I'm talking about? That, what's his name? Shane something? The comedian who's on all the Bud Light commercials now?
Bud Light.
Shane Gillis, I believe is his name.
Shane Gillis, yeah.
He did the funniest Donald Trump impersonation I'd ever seen in my life.
Nobody's messing with Godfrey.
Who? Gilbert?
No. He's a black comedian named Godfrey. He kills Trump.
Godfrey. Black dude doing Trump?
Yeah.
Kind of like Drewski, but not.
Godfrey's one of those comedians where he's thoughtful and conscious about what's going on around him, and he will make great fun out of it.
Godfrey, American comedian. This makes me so mad how I don't know everything.
He has a segment going on YouTube, on Facebook right now. It's probably on YouTube as well, but it's basically called Leave Black People Alone. When white people out here and they try to test the patience and pimping of the black people have to rough them up, smack them around, or just, serve some type of an ale. Sometimes it's not always physical, but the videos are always hilarious.
So because, these are a couple of his videos that I need to check out?
Oh, yeah. You'll enjoy Godfrey because he's just a funny, thoughtful dude, though.
Please tell me, though, you've seen the Shane Gillis.
I've seen the Shane Gillis.
The one where he talks about,
it's very good.
Where he talks about who's the homie that they killed, something, Baghdadi, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Killed him like a dog. Dude, now you got to pull it up because our people have to know what the hell we're talking about. Please pull up that Shane Gillis. I don't think he cusses that much.
Let me work on it. Let me get the rest of the show business out of the way.
Do the show business part. I'm getting to it. But I love that so much that it'll just kind of give me a little bit of, I don't know why I want to hear it this morning. How did I get here? Oh, yeah, Tiger Woods pulled the card because we were talking about that. We went from the Masters to alcoholism, don't drive on drugs, talking to the president,
to Trump,
I need to hear a
to
comedian.
Shane Gillis, Godfrey.
Lord have mercy.
We go around the horn, baby.
ADHD on its head. ADHD on its head. And again, don't forget, Cincinnati and Miami are playing right now, top of the first. That one just started. Don't really know what's going on, but I know that was starting at the top of the show at 11:10, the Athletics and the Yankees today at 12:30. Tons of day baseball, not tons, but a few good games this afternoon, a bunch of games tonight. NBA playoff action we're going to have to talk about today. NFL moves, like what teams are trying to do as we edge towards the NFL draft. So got a lot of stuff going on, and that golf thing. Do you know the what's going on in Augusta? Isn't that it? Damn, 40 minutes.
I'm thinking that we probably get the first one somewhere around 1 o'clock today, somewhere in there. I don't know what time.
I knew how to turn notifications on, hell, if I knew how to turn them off, I'd turn a lot of them
off. I might have to flip mine because I do have the Grind City Media subscribed on my YouTube because I like the work that they do over there as well. I'm not,
Lane Whitaker, CJ Hurd, Jessica Benson.
Yeah, we don't hate, man. It's the bluff. We got enough people hating on us anyway.
Hell yeah, you got to like the people that you work with. I mean, you got to see these people everywhere.
And if you would like to see a spirited rant by yours truly on LeBron James and everything that he had to say, youtube.com/@94feet of life on the 94 Feet of Life season end awards show, right around the 27 minute mark, I go in.
I'm gonna have to check that one out. I think I heard about a minute of it and then I had to get in the shower.
It's actually only a 1 minute rant.
Oh, okay, so I heard the main point.
You heard me cook and eat.
Well, I do have good news for Major League Baseball players. Did you hear that their average salary rose 3.4% on opening day?
We talked about this morning when we had Kerry Miller, who covers the baseball, Major League Baseball, for the Bleacher Report on Mornings with Greg and Eli from 7 to 10.
That's amazing. Congratulations. The average player making $5.34 million. That's according to the AP. And the Mets top spending at the season start for the fourth straight year. Of course, you know, Soto's the highest paid player for the consecutive second consecutive season. He's making $61.9 million this year, followed by, of course, Yankees outfield. And this is going to screw you up because I know who you think I'm going to say. If I say Yankees outfielder, followed second highest paid player, who you thinking?
It wouldn't be a current Yankee. This would just me. I'd be like, oh, Hideki Matsui. That's just me, though.
Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, we talked about that this morning.
It is not who you think it is, Aaron Judge.
All right.
Cody bleeping Bellinger. Yeah.
That's what Greg shared with us this morning. I was like, okay.
Yeah, and then you have Zach Wheeler and Bo Bichette both tied at third at 42. Vladdy, he's at 40.2. Just ahead of Aaron Judge, who's making $40 million. Now, if you're on the Yankees, and you're Aaron Judge, and you look over at Cody and say, why the hell are you making $2 million more than me? Your agent better than mine or something? Like, what in the hell, Cody?
Yeah, that's a good point. We got to break that down.
That's insanity to me that Cody Bellinger is making more than Aaron Judge. But the Mets payroll this year, $35.2 million. Just below the record they set last year when they spent $355 million. I'm sorry. They spent $352.2 million this year. Wow, man, they spending that money, baby. It's just, the craziest thing is that the Dodgers were actually second at $316.6 million. They're down from last year, 319. Yet the Mets are out spending them like that. Man, that Cohen dude has a lot of money, and he ain't our Steve Cohen. He's another
Steve
Cohen.
Yeah.
And like I said, he's not Delonte West by any means because he's a billionaire, not broke. But he's spending his money more like Delonte than I would say like Magic Johnson, because I also saw his business prowess the other day. Did you see about how many businesses that man's owned?
It's all he's done in the last
$40 million or something. I mean, like as a player. He's a billionaire because the man has over 400 businesses.
That's all he's done in the last 35 years since he announced what he had.
I talked to you about that guy who's been following his advice, and in 1 year he's been doing it. Because you know Magic puts out financial advice on his little thing.
I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised by it.
And, you know,
Magic ain't no hater, man. Magic
anybody
help.
Can get it for free. You just got to follow him and pay attention when he's dropping his stuff.
Yeah, Magic want to help, man. Magic ain't no hater.
Dude, this really pisses me off. My man has made $970,000 in the last 14 months by following Magic Johnson's advice.
How much?
$940,000 this year in the last 14 months. He was a normal guy. This dude ain't like rich.
Magic's still out here leading the league in assists, baby.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, congratulations, little homie. I wish I would have done that. And by the way, also, the other thing. Man. I guess that's why I was always – that was so freaked out about that little baseball player who copped a – you know. Like, why would you spend your entire signing bonus on a chain, Holmes?
Don't know, no,
bro. You can't eat with that chain. You can't sleep in that chain. That chain ain't going to give you no warmth. That chain ain't going to do anything but depreciate.
Depreciated the moment he walked out the store.
Just don't let De Beers pull up in that vault and flood the market with diamonds. You screwed, bro. But anyway, how I got there, I don't know. But let me know what you think, because I'll tell you where the best diamonds are. Sissy's Log Cabin. They have the best diamonds in the world. You can hit me at the text and listener line, 901-360-8255. That's 901-360-8255. Life's too short for ordinary jewelry. Speaking of money and the WNBA, did you see how much their salaries has gone up?
Absolutely, and I'm excited for them. Because like I told you the other day, when they were going through those negotiations and everybody was just kind of running with what the media was telling them, myself, Greg Jones, the rest of the 94 Feet of Life, we've been saying this for years. You people are lying. Y'all are making money. Y'all are just not paying these ladies. I'm not talking about large profits, but you're profiting.
So the $2 million a loss every single year for like 20 years, BS. Like $40 million in the hole is BS?
BS. A whole lot.
Tell you
of
one thing,
it.
IRS is probably paying attention. Y'all said y'all been losing money every year.
A whole lot of it. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that they were a thriving league, but nah. Especially when I got people that's working in the W and in and around with the W with players and negotiating deals and contracts and the whole deal. It's been like that. But I'm glad that these ladies were able to get that rectified, and now they can play the game that they love, and they don't have to go abroad to go make the most amount of money that they can make. They can do that at home, and then now they also have more than one league to be able to do it in. You got the WNBA, then you have Athletes Unlimited that runs pretty much right in and out of Nashville, but they do a whole lot of stuff in with that, and you have Unrivaled, and it's just great that they're continuing to grow. And Asia Wilson will be the highest paid player in the league, and she should be. Four-time MVP, whatever it is, three-time champ, done everything. She's the best player in the league, man.
And everything's becoming about money. Again, everything. I also watched Dan Patrick talk to UConn's Dan Hurley this morning, yeah. And what do you think they talked about?
Cash.
The players, portal, the money, the transfer NIL. Portal, NIL. And right now, this is insane. We have already over 2,900 players who have entered the transfer portal. Do you realize that? Didn't that thing just open on
Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday?
Yep.
There's already over 209 people that have entered men's D1 basketball transfer portal. And if I remember correctly, there was, I believe, because I looked this up, 5,600 Division I basketball players last year. That is, bro, that's over half. What about the high school kids? Like, you got to be like Keaton Wagler. You got to be like Kingston Fleming. You got to be like AJ DeBonza. You got just to get a sniff. But Dan Hurley was talking about it. He said, you know, they always used to have nice cars, the players.
Oh, they did. We knew that here. You remember in the Cal era when Chris Massey was pulling up in Escalades?
Yeah. But he said, and I like the way he, like, by the way, I like Dan Patrick because, I mean,
Dan's an OG to this thing.
Yeah, he's,
man,
just like an OG. Now, his show is a little goofy, and I found it in the weirdest of way because I didn't even know. What is it? NBC has a sports station?
Yeah, NBC Sports.
How did I find this?
And for a long time, they were like exclusive on a DirecTV station.
Oh, maybe that's why.
You know, and then he had, because he was there first, and then Rich followed behind him a couple of years after. Then now they're both doing, you know, Dan went NBC, Rich is back with ESPN.
Well, all about that money. Dan Hurley was talking about, you know, coaching today. Is it more difficult? Absolutely. He says, but I do try to pick players, and I talk to players, and I talk to their parents, and I ask them, I ask the parents.
You notice a pattern here?
The kind of player that he goes to recruit, talking to parents?
That the method of recruiting the family is Don Staley.
Correct. Mentioned. Talking about, you recruit the family, and you ask the parents, do you really want your kid to transfer every single year, or you want your kid to go and get an college experience, learn, get an education while also getting better every day at basketball? Because if you want to get better at basketball, if you want to become a better person, if you want to get educated, and you want to become a full-grown-ass man in 4 to 5 years, come with me to UConn.
He never played in the NBA, but he damn sure know how to develop NBA talent.
I sure as hell like him. I like the message. And again, look at like how Caravan stayed for so
long.
See
what I'm saying? And shout out to Alex Caravan because he's leaving Storrs, Connecticut with his jersey in the rafters.
Yep.
A two-time champion. Mm-hmm. Three-time national game appearances.
Just getting ready to say three title games.
Hey, regardless of whatever struggles that you saw him go through his senior year, the whole deal, he, like what Greg Jones reminded you.
Last performance, man, 17-11, and they lost by 6 to Michigan.
And like what Greg Jones, you know, reminded you of, it's like for everything, they was like, for what you just mentioned, That's what really makes him a pro, because he stays the course at doing the right things, making the right play. Like you mentioned in the Elite Eight game, had the presence and the wherewithal to find the open shooter that he can step
Correct.
Into it.
And
with
Mullins him. Drilled it even though he looks 12.
Just those little, just those little tedious little bitty things right there. That's what makes a pro. Staying true to the course of the game, being true to it, not cheating the game. I can't say that Alex Karabakh ever saw him cheat the game at that level. And his coach wouldn't allow that. No way. He'd cuss him out. You know how Dan get down?
Yeah, you know Dan gets down like that.
But what I love about Dan, though, is in the same fire where he's going at them, when it's time to defend them,
oh,
he's
yes.
all in.
Yeah, he's all in on his boys.
And he connects with them, because my favorite Dan Hurley video of all time had to have been one of his first wins.
Well, the headbutt one right now is the most talked about.
The headbutt one is the one that's the most talked about, but they played Syracuse in like one of the early, you know, challenge games or whatever that they had early in the season. I think it may have been his first season at UConn, and they got the win, and you can see Dan vocally slapping fives and yelling with his player like, yeah, yeah, and then it's like he turned over to his left shoulder and went completely professional and shook Jim Boeheim's hand and went down the whole line. The switch that was flipped, because he's animated with his guy like, yeah, way to play, way to play. Coach, nice game, nice game, nice game. You know what I'm saying? But he connects well. You know, I was saying the same
Dusty
thing.
Dusty May, though, do you remember what he said? And I was telling you about his athletic director going all skeet, yeah. skeet, skeet after the game.
Yeah.
Love, unity, integrity is what I look for. I recruit the family.
Recruits
I bring
the
these people in to love them. We do it for the players that come before us, and we do it for the fans that love us. I mean, like, damn, bro. Pattern.
That's Kurt Cignetti on the hoop side.
Dude, it really is.
I mean,
but he ain't as feisty. He's a little zesty.
He's not as feisty,
zesty,
but they get the same result of taking the guys that were probably cast-offs and maxing out with them. Look what this man did with a Daymara.
Yeah. By the way, though, but also I think still the funniest thing that I've seen, I don't know, this year, maybe a lot of y'all have seen this one, but you remember when I came in on Monday and I opened up the show going, and it was really, you know, you saw it because I texted you it that evening, and I was like, it's the first gay head coach in college basketball to ever win a national championship. And everybody sent me those things where the cat's beating the hell out of the keyboard to look up if Dusty May's gay.
I'm the only one who did, because I know you that stupid.
Yeah, I'm just messing around. I'm just saying he's so sweet. He doesn't seem
that
to
stupid.
Be
I don't
that
believe,
guy.
I don't believe.
And I'm stupid, yes.
I don't believe Darian looked it up.
Nope.
I know for a fact my boy Matt Hill didn't look it up.
No, because y'all laughed.
Right.
But yeah, I did have some people hopping on that keyboard. But man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Again, the NBA playoffs are going to get a lot closer. We're going to have a little bit more of the pictures. Are the Grizzlies going to be in the playoffs? Absolutely. Absolutely not. By the way, did the Grizzlies cover last night?
They did. Were they like 23.5 point underdogs?
Really?
Yeah, they covered though.
I was like, man, you watch this. Because I was talking smack about them and making fun of them. I was like, watch them cover that damn thing.
They sure covered. They were up
four. They lost by 17.
Yeah, they were up four. Then I think they got outscored by 17 in the third. And it stayed the same way the rest of the way.
Wow.
I didn't watch. I just kind of did a recap.
Well, Cedric did his thing, 27-6. Jokic had his triple-double, 14-16-10.
He averaged a triple-double for the season. That's insane. First center ever to do it.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Is this more impressive than Russell Westbrook?
It's the same. Because
when does a center average freaking 10 assists,
yeah,
bro, ever?
It's the same to me, because you got to look at it. Russ did it with a high motor. And high IQ.
He also did it with a terrible three-point shot.
This is true, which is why Trav used to fine that man $200 for every three that he takes. $200 for the ones that he take, $100 for the ones that he make.
All right, then, since we got right here, I'm about to take a break. This is the question for all my peeps out the Sissy's Law Cabin text and listener line, because life is too short for ordinary jewelry. Who's the MVP this year?
I'm going to make that a poll question, John, for let's put
Facebook
on the sports and Twitter as well.
And Twitter and all that
weigh
stuff.
Weigh in with us.
Well, we'll discuss this around MS, maybe, you know, like 12, 15-ish.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and get it posted, and we'll come back.
Who is the MVP this year in the NBA? I got one person that I know it's not.
You got a list of candidates, or you want to leave that to me? I can make it a poll
it's
question.
Not, yeah, you can make it a poll question. Just list the candidates. It's not that difficult. You can put Kate up there if you want. You don't have to be.
I actually have to consider who's eligible, though. That's the thing about
Shea,
it.
Luka. Shea, Luka's Luka, injured Luka, now.
Luka's done.
Luka done, that's
Joker's
right.
Joker's still in play, though.
Jokic.
That's really it. I mean, if Wemby don't sit out
Shea
no more.
And Jokic?
If Wemby don't sit out no more.
I mean, Wemby, but yeah. How did I forget?
I'm going to add those three. I'll just go with those three and anybody else. They can. We accept write-in candidates. Here at Happy Hour.
It's cool. Ant, what is he averaging this year? 30 almost, 29?
He won't meet the minimum.
Yeah, he won't. What about JB? How come nobody talks about JB?
That's your fourth right there. Yeah. Shea, Jokic, Wemby, JB.
Figure it out. I'm going to pay a few bills, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be back in two shakes, so don't you dare touch that dial. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
By MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Up to school you go.
Don't be a bad boy, Johnny. Don't you slip up.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. It's a thirsty Thursday brought to you by the best. That's, of course, Tito's Handmade Vodka, baby. And Tito Beverage, man, we both love some dogs. And I'm trying to get me a dog, but a texter, man, came in and said, I know how you got Bentley for, you know, Chaz. You remember the whole story, right? Like,
tell it again. I don't remember.
I asked her for, like, I said, hey, babe, because she had two little chihuahuas. And when I got with Chaz, I had to leave my dogs with Honey because she wasn't giving them up, man. Freddie and Penny. When Penny should have gone with me, but couldn't separate them. You know how it is. Point is, I kind of wanted my own dog. You know what I'm saying? I like those little chihuahuas are cute and everything, but Bentley is like a dog.
Bentley's your boy.
And Bentley's my homie. He's my best friend.
That's your homie. That's your boy like that.
Best dog in the world.
He really is. That's my little homie.
So, Bentley, I tried to get him at first. And she said no, so I told the lady, I am so sorry, I can't get him. And then like a week later, she called me back and said, oh my gosh, this is terrible. The people I gave him to, they're doing a breeding thing, and they were trying to breed him, and they were breeding Rottweilers. The Rottweilers got loose. He's in the hospital, fight for his life, ear ripped, stitches all up in his, you know what I'm saying? It ain't good. And he's going to be in there, 2 weeks. And that runs right up into Christmas. So for like 2 weeks, I was like, I just told the lady I'm bringing the dog home. Like, don't you worry about it. That dog's coming home with me. So while Chas would be like on the phone with her friends or whoever the hell she talking to, her real estate people, whatever, I would be like just dropping little hints and pretending I'd be on the phone and be like, man, you got a solid black Bentley, gray interior. And again, this was in the beginning of our relationship, so she didn't know I was, like, broke. I mean, like, I couldn't afford a Bentley. Like, she didn't know, just know. You know what I mean? She was, at first, she thought that was the most foolish idea in the whole world. And then, after I do it every day, and, like, on Christmas Day, there's no gift for her, and I'm like, baby, your gift's coming tonight. Your gift's coming at 10 o'clock tonight. On Christmas, coming tonight. And then all of a sudden, 30 minutes, I'm outside, like, on the phone, and I'm like, man, get that Bentley over here now, man. My girl's freaking out. Bring it over. I go back in. She's like, did you really get me a Bentley? And I'm like, baby, how did you know that? And then she just started crying. And she's like, oh, my God, when am I going to tell people? Like, you got me a Bentley? Oh, my God. And she is – and now I'm eating it up. She is bawling, shaking. And then this old beat-up truck pulls up 20 minutes later. And she, like, runs to the window. And she's like, what the hell is that? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Let me go out there and see what the problem is. And I went out there, and I got my boy Bentley out of the back, and I brought him in. She didn't speak to me for a week. It was really peaceful. Got to bond with Bentley and everything. And then she fell in love with him. So this guy said, hey, you know what you should do? text her and tell her you're going to bring her home some roses and just change his name to Roses. She'll love it. That way I don't have to call him. One, if you say Putin, it could be like in here, like somebody's Putin. Like,
not Vladimir.
Yeah, but like.
But flatulence.
Yes. And then like just Putin is like we, maybe they Russian or something. I don't know. Like if you had a dog over there, do you have to name your dog Vlad or Putin? It just ain't the same over here. It really isn't. So right now, my man Jay Ham is dropping off all the stuff in the NBA. Who, like, is it Shay because he's Shay? Is it Luka triple double because damn it, that's just what he does? I mean, it is all Wimby because I mean, you got San Antonio with 61 wins, and by the way, haven't they just been on fire? I mean, what have they won, like 17 in the last 20 games or something ridiculous?
Like that. Yeah. And the one that they lost was a playoff game.
And I played the Nuggets or what on a.
That's what they did when they lost to the Nuggets on Saturday. When they lost to the Nuggets on Saturday, that was a playoff game last Saturday. Intensity, everything. The stars was out. Wimby, Joker, Jamal, Steph Castle, even though he fouled out.
By the way, you know how we're doing a little more with our social media at Sports 56 and the Facebook stuff?
Yes, sir.
I just saw this. I don't know. This could be a lie because it's the ex.
Okay. Yeah, especially over there.
See, I don't know. But it says that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander said that him and Chet Holmgren would beat the brakes off of Kobe and Shaq. Now, I love me Kobe and Shaq. I know how when time passes.
What would they beat the brakes off of me? Not basketball.
I was going to say, definitely not basketball because they get their ass whipped in a fight. And then on the court, I mean, how's Chet going to stop Shaq, bro?
What they playing, spades? Yeah. Chet know how to play spades.
Yeah, and Kobe with the most cold-blooded killer I ever seen. Shai going to be on the ground on purpose.
I don't know. But I admire the confidence.
But I also think, it makes me also think to myself, if that to me seems like the most ridiculous statement that I've ever heard in my entire life, makes me wonder where really are we with the NBA? Like Shaq and Kobe, are you effing kidding me?
I mean, Shaq and Kobe can't do nothing about it now.
No, too old and Kobe dead.
Yeah, the only thing we can simulate this thing on 2K, but it won't be pretty.
I mean,
at all.
No, it won't be pretty at all, but there's just no way. I do have to also admit Kevin Durant is the all-time heel of all-time heels. Did you see the Angel Reese Kevin Durant back and forth?
What are they going back and forth about?
So Kevin Durant says, I have to admit it, Angel Reese is the best WNBA player I've ever seen.
We're talking about a couple of Baltimore kids right here.
She says, of course. Thanks for being truthful and give the heart to back to KD, okay?
I'm happy for Angel. Angel's going to Atlanta.
I just saw this today, by the way. I'm a week late. And he texts back, ha-ha, April Fools.
I saw the one where her and Ant had an exchange. I don't know if it was from last week or if it was an old one, but she was at the McDonald's game and one of the players in the dunk contest jumped over and Ant tweeted it out with the picture of her with the facial expression. She said, Angel looked like a scared auntie. Angel replied back, I look better than all your baby mamas.
No.
Got him.
Did she? That is hilarious.
Don't play with Baltimore, man.
Damn, that is hilarious. And one other question real quick. What is going on with this whole Anthony Davis prank show?
I don't know, but Ashton Kutcher did it 20 years ago. And I don't think we need to see it again.
Yeah, I hated it.
And
it
was, I like Punk. That was
it made
cool
Justin
20
Bieber
years ago.
Cry.
It was cool 20 years ago, especially at a time like when they punked Tracy Morgan or they punked Dirk in the restaurant. That those are good. AD, it don't strike me like that. But you know what? We talked about that on 94 Feet of Life last night. YouTube.com/94feet of life. Big Shot Ron said it the best. Once you get started making shows outside of basketball, it's that time, brother. the time to come on over here with us, join the media space, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, just it's time. We know. He'll probably never play a game in D.C. You forgot he was in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Poor, I just remember him when he was bitching about getting shipped to Washington. I mean, but it's also crazy. Like, Luka's done for the rest of the year with the Lakers, but he also scored more points in 1 month in March than Anthony Davis did in his whole entire career at Dallas, which is crazy.
I mean, because the man barely played in Dallas.
Now, the other thing is how crazy is it that, you know, all of a sudden Luka was doing his business, everybody was getting on that Laker train, and now you got no Luka, and you just got basically LeBron, and they lost three straight ever since he started talking ish about Memphis.
He started talking about
Karma!
Memphis, and then his boys got injured.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not making fun of the injury, but at the 27-minute mark at youtube.com/94feetoflife, you can hear me unleash about it.
And the thing is like, I mean, again, bro, your team's done if you're leading it.
We gave some props to J.J. Redick last night, though, for being able to get them at least what's their win total? They're like, 52?
Oh, he's done a great job, I'll give you that.
With all of that that's going on, you have to consider the fact that he don't really
have. They're fourth still in the West tied with Houston.
And they own the tiebreakers over Houston and Denver. So they could finish very well, finishing up at third. They're going to get beat early, but he don't have, like, willing defenders on his team, especially when your best guy doesn't sell out on defense, which is why, personally, I look back at it, I'm like, yo, Nico may have been right. This dude may not win a championship, not with him as the lead dog. It might not be the case. He give you everything else, but he don't sell out on that defensive end, and then there's nothing around him that's inspiring for him to settle out.
Dude.
Let in. So, what it is.
Damn. So, a lot of people, by the way, have been texting me and said, voter fatigue or not, I'm still rolling with Jokic as the MVP and Wimby a solid two.
That will be four for Jokic.
No apologies to SGA. I got in third this year.
I mean, this is one of the
years. One person just said NBA trash products. Give me a Masters update. I don't even know what the score is. How do I find the golf board? Here we go, the Masters.
You can go to the ESPN site.
I know I did. I just actually did. Let's see. Patrick Reed is 5-under. Tommy Fleetwood is 4-under.
No, John. Hold up. No. You want a Masters update, you go get the real one for Chris Burns.
Yeah, no kidding, man. But don't leave me. Just play it on your phone or something. Unless you got me already in your pocket.
We don't need to get in the way of that man's work right there. His great work.
I agree almost. But I will tell you, what's the Xander Schauffele or something? Isn't he great?
Scotty Scheffler.
Okay, yeah, thank you. God, dog it. I tried. Is Xander Schauffele a real person?
I don't know.
But it was Scotty Scheffler who I was thinking about.
Quinn Bear is a real person, but we don't know who he is.
Shut up.
He's real somewhere.
I got mad skills, y'all. Don't act like I don't. Don't act like I don't. I got an early bet for y'all right now, though, by the way. We're going to go with a little bit of action. Are you ready?
Let's rock.
We got Detroit on today. What time does that one go off here?
Talking about the Tigers?
Yeah, they play the Twins.
See, you talking about K cut up last night.
In 1 hour. You got Flaherty on the bump. Abel. Both of them have been terrible.
You got a little Cecil Fielder versus Kirby Puckett activity, huh?
I just feel like this is one of them games, man. And yes, the unders have been cashing like a son of a gun lately, to be honest with you, except for late inning games when the bullpens fall apart. But, man, Abel and Flaherty have been just absolute pathetic this year. Flaherty in 8 innings has given up 7 hits and 8 walks. That's 15. His ERA is 7.56, his whip is almost 2, and Abel's is 2.86. And 7 1/3 innings, he's given up 14 hits and 7 walks. I just feel like the bases are going to be full all day, and Minnesota and Detroit are going to be scoring like billionaires in brothels. I'm also looking for, I'm kind of looking for Minnesota to bust out offensively in a game, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
They got 8 last night. and they, it looked like they started warming up. And but man, when they came out, they lost a bunch of one where they score one run. When you see them get one, you know they screwed because they given up at least four.
You want to add to a parlay?
What do you want to add?
You have Celtics and Knicks tonight, and I would recommend if you're going to gamble on an NBA game, you gamble on teams that are getting ready to go to playoffs, especially when there's jockeying for playoff position. And these two are head up for the two spot.
I like it.
Jason Tatum's return to MSG since the Achilles tear last May.
I don't even know if I'd want to play him just because of the karma in the damn building.
He's not excited about it, but I think he's going to go out and get him by 25-10.
So the parlay, we're going over 8.5 runs, even money right now. Detroit and Minnesota at 12:40. And then in the NBA, what was it?
Moneyline Celtics.
Just Moneyline Celtics tonight Celtics. On the road against New York.
Yes, sir.
Dude, even though they're getting 4.5, you're just taking a plus 155?
Now, you know what? Let's go 4.5 then. They the favorites on that?
They're, Knicks are 4.5 point favorite.
Oh, the Celtics covering that. Let's go with that.
I like that, too.
I probably do one on the cover and the money line.
I always like getting a little extra juice, yeah. But I like a little bit of that, you know, if Jalen Brunson pulls up late and hits a three and you lose by two or something.
I've been played a few bets through that game, though, because I've been made combo bets with Jalen Brunson, Jalen Brown, throw some on Tatum, then I might play around with some point totals. I just watch the game and just bet within the game.
Well, here's the other thing my question is what is this affecting the standings right now over in the East when it comes to – because the Pistons are in first. Boston, is, I believe, is still 3.5 back.
Yeah. They're sitting at 2. The Knicks at 3.
The Knicks at 6.5 back.
Eli asked a great question this morning, too. If you're going to be that 2 or that 3 – no, between the 1 and the 2, would you rather see
– Cleveland or New York?
In the second round. Would you rather see, Cleveland or New York? I'm giving Cleveland a little bit more props than what some people will.
I am, too, for the simple fact is Cleveland causes a lot of issues. For
they
teams
got a lot of depth.
Yeah, well, they have depth, and they also have, like, you know, some big-ass dudes, bro. Mobley big and dudes. Jared Allen ain't no joke. When you got Spidey, yeah. Man, you get him going, and maybe the beard will actually show up in the playoffs instead of just dribble, 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 airball.
And he don't have that load on him no more, though. You know what I'm saying? You got a hitter with Spider. You got hitters down low with Evan and Jared. The guys he got coming off the bench, you still got Max Strus, Dean Wade. You know, they got hoopers. You know what I'm saying? And Kenny Atkinson's a great, you know.
Dennis Schroeder's over there. He'll lock you up and still play. He's just feisty as hell.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking
at him. He's French, isn't he?
Yeah. And I'm watching him last night against Atlanta, who I also enjoyed watching this year. Shout out to Quinn Snyder and the job he's done even after moving on from Trae Young. That's a good basketball team, man. I'm not saying that they're going to go win it, but Cleveland could be one of those teams that could either be in the Eastern Conference Finals or you're going to have hell getting through them to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
All I know is Orlando is pissing me off right now. 4 straight games they've won. They've moved all the way up into the 7th spot. Hell, they're only a half a game from being in the damn playoffs for sure. Right there behind Toronto. Did you realize that?
I did.
That sucks, man. Because I want that lottery pick so bad.
I'm not even worried about that part. But I feel you, though.
I want 2 picks, bro, in this draft. It's deeper than you can go.
This is the reason why you would want 2 in this draft.
AJ, DeBonza, man, Peterson. You got Fleming.
Those dudes. It's still a lot of talent that can come in and help you right
now. Top 14, let me tell you something. You're going to get some Gucciness.
Yeah, just very true.
Except for I went way back on Braden Burris after that ass whipping.
don't give up on him. He's going to be solid.
I'm going to take a quick timeout. We're going to be back in 2 shakes of a lamb's tail. Did want to remind you, the air you breathe, it just seems natural, right? Simple, man. No, not so fast. The air you could breathe, man, it could be so hazardous to your health. Don't guess, be sure. With one phone call to Memphis Mold Inspector, the only licensed mold assessor in the Mid-South, call my man Stan Mosier, the Memphis Mold Inspector. He'll check the air quality inside your home, inside your office, 901-292-7788, or just go to MemphisMoldInspector.com. Clean air and peace of mind, baby. 901-292-7788, or visit MemphisMoldInspector.com. And don't forget to tell him 56 or Johnny Radio sent you. Back in 2 Shake Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Let Bryant Dacus and Brett Norsworthy take you home every afternoon. Sports Time on Sports 56. Weekdays from 3 to 6 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. It is a thirsty Thursday. I'm so fired up. It's always brought to you by the best, and of course, that's Tito's Handmade Vodka. Speaking of the best, we've been talking about the NBA, and we're getting close to playoff time, and we're trying to figure out right now MVP. I mean, basically, run away with it. It looks like Jokic. Jokic, some Wimbys. Looks like SGA ain't getting no love.
And he's going to end up being the one that win it.
You think so?
I do.
Fans, like at least our listeners so far, is Jokic, and Wimby.
Right, but I think the media, they like them all, but I think Shea's just going to get the best benefit this time.
Defending champs, best record. Never, like, ever playing in the third.
Averaging 30.
And done playing in the third hardly.
You know what I'm saying? Don't play, don't really, don't even play, like you said, three quarters of basketball like that. That's tough. And doing it on both ends of the floor. Like Wimby says, you know, you got to be able to do it on both. Shea guards. He'll guard you on the defensive end, too. So
I got to ask you this because you're a basketball hoops head, man. And this is a sport.
Kind of what I do.
This is a sport you love more than anything. I had a friend text and ask me a question and said, I love the NBA. I love the playoffs. I agree with Jay Ham. The regular season is too long, because nobody cares really about
the
regular season.
Once you get past 60-something, it's too long, man, you know.
It says this also. When you have what it feels like a third of the entire league tanking,
yep,
that sucks as a fan.
It depends on who the fan is, though. We talked about this morning. I think Eli made a great point about this.
I think his text is more about the entire product of the regular season, because
it hurts.
The regular season and the playoffs don't even look like the same game to me.
They don't.
The excitement's not the same. The NBA playoffs is bumping, bro. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
Seven-game series, going back and forth, coaching strategies. Yep. Going from one city to the next city. I mean, it's an absolute – if you like excitement, it's awesome. But the regular season just don't have that in the NBA.
And you can't keep that kind of intensity all year through 80-plus, 100.
Unless you're Michael Jordan.
And even he had some nights where it was just like, oh, well.
I don't remember those.
He did. Because they would get their ass kicked.
No, because he would have – like, that dude didn't get his ass kicked very much, and you got to remember one
Not
thing.
Not very much, but –
He did everything. You remember his Hall of Fame speech? That dude was the most petty person when it came to doing anything to find a reason to get motivated to beat your brains in.
But Hubie said the most trill thing ever about this league when he was coaching here at one of his press conferences. You're going to find five games a year where no matter what you do – you're going to win. Shoot the ball crazy, bad, turnovers, you'll win. It'll be another five more that's just like that, where no matter what you do great, you will not win that game. You will lose. And it's been proven a lot, even with the great ones. We burned the tape on it.
Okay.
Physically, mentally.
Got a response already. I love this. He said, Jay, but like when I see teams scoring 150 points, there's no defense.
I grew up in the 80s, man. I saw the Clippers with 12 wins put up 115 a night.
Yeah,
the Grizzlies with 25 right now, 25 wins. They've been averaging 115 a night, too. They scored. Here's what you have to remember about the NBA. As much as we can all agree, it's the best collection of basketball talent for the most part.
I agree. I'm not going to argue with that.
It's still entertainment. This league is not based and designed for basketball purity. It's not for the purists. It's show. Look at the rules. Especially when you go back to the old rules. Illegal defense.
Yeah.
You couldn't play zone, or you can't camp out in the 3 second lane.
They used to live with a hand on a hip.
Can't hand check no more. Now you can use your forearm, because cats like Michael, who had hands like catcher's mitts, can steer you wherever he wants you to go.
Like me and Shorty Ball.
Right. And here's the thing. That's my favorite part of that. Is
me
that
and my WNBA basketball.
With the WNBA ball.
The only you're like the only homage you've ever put given to the WNBA is you have a WNBA basketball.
With the WNBA ball.
Because I can palm that joint, bro.
That and or when you gamble on something.
And I like Sophie Cunningham and the other girl who was going to be on Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
And now Sophie will be a correspondent and contributor for the USA Network with their WNBA coverage this year.
USA Network's going WNBA?
Yeah, that'd be spreading, man. They're going to be on Peacock because Sue Bird will be on Peacock.
I didn't know USA was still around, man.
Yeah, they are. They got to show the Olympics.
Was that the place that came up with Dexter?
Yeah, he did. I think so.
Like the serial killer who like became
I'll find out. Let's go to break, though.
I got to take a quick time out. I got to pay a few bills, and I also have to remind you of a few things. Very, very important. Do you know what they are, by the way, Jay?
Memphis Mole? Rick's
Man,
Powell?
That's one of them. You got to take care of that. You also got to take care of your booze. But what about your Johnson?
Oh, we're going to the wellness facility.
Bluff City Health and Wellness is a specialist in making sure your Johnson shows up every day. He doesn't take a day off because the Apex RF treatment is going to make sure that you perform at the top of your game. It's like the cream in the clear for Barry Bonds when he was going for all of his home runs.
Shout out to Stan Conti.
I'm telling you right now, call my friends at Bluff City Health and Wellness, 901-800-7606. Restore natural performance, blood flow, sensitivity, enhanced stamina, and get the confidence of Barry Bonds in the box, baby. Apex RF, 15 minutes, no needles, no side effects, no time, like time down. And the other thing is you know how it is, man, I tell you this, like the dating world, these older guys are struggling. Like I talked to my homie, just got divorced. He thought this was going to be easy. He hopped on every single daggum app. Then he realized he'd been married 15 years, don't even know how to talk to a woman, and they don't know how to talk back because they always on the damn app. So he was nervous. Took a little of Xanax before he went out. Hid his pills because he didn't want the girl to find them, you know. Like, had to have them in a little right place in case he did a good job. Had a couple glasses of wine at dinner. Guess what? He forgot where he hid them pills. My boy got not even a second date.
Oh, man.
Don't let that happen to you. Just go to Bluff City Health and Wellness. Get rid of the pills. Get rid of the downtime. And restore all that blood flow to Mr. Johnson. We're back in 2 Shake Sports 56, 98.5
FM. Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11, here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.